If you are visiting with us today, over these summer weeks, we're going through the Psalms. We began this a number of years ago, and we've simply been taking them each in their turn. And so we come this morning to Psalm 75. But last week, we looked at Psalm 74, and we considered how often in life we need to be patient as we wait. And we're honest with ourselves, and really, we don't like having to wait. And the context of Psalm 74 was waiting on the Lord to act against his enemies and the enemies of his people, who seemed to be succeeding in their oppression of the faithful. And it was in verse 11 that gave us the clearest image of how the psalmist was feeling and how the people of God could cry out to him. Where the psalmist wrote, "Why do you hold back your hand, your right hand? Take it from the folds of your garment and destroy them." And so the psalmist, or the congregation of God's people who would be singing this ancient hymn of Israel, would be asking why God was standing back, quite literally with his hands in his pockets. Why was he just standing there doing nothing? And the image is strong because we know that same feeling today. And in Psalm 74, the answer came in the following verses as the psalmist recounted all that the Lord had done for his people. And as they knew his faithfulness in the past, so they would know it again in the future, even if they were not sure of when God would act. Now, Psalm 75 is similar but different. It's not asking a grand global question of when will you punish your enemies and the enemies of your people, nor is it looking for this great sense of a nation. Psalm 75 builds on Psalm 74 by looking at the individual. By the individual believer asking themselves the hard questions that they want to ask God. But Psalm 75 is a hymn of praise in all of this, thanking God for the wondrous deeds that he has done for Israel and celebrating the fact that he is the judge of all the earth. And as the judge of all the earth, he will, in his own time, put down the wicked and he will lift up the faithful. So Psalm 75 is all about a relationship with God. Now, we don't know if this psalm fits in with a real-time situation that the people knew in particular, or whether it was a general psalm for them to be able to cry out to God against their enemies. But the tune, as I mentioned as we read this passage, would have been used is simply called Do Not Destroy. Now, we have no idea what it sounds like. It is interesting, if you go onto YouTube and type in Do Not Destroy, there are churches that have attempted to try and guess what this tune might have been like. But this is the fourth psalm, and the last, that this tune is associated with. So this is a tune that would have been known well by the people of God, because the previous three psalms that it was used in were actually three consecutive psalms, 57, 58, and 59. And those are all psalms of David, as he wants to pray against Saul's action against him, the unfairness of Saul, and the songs are about Saul's unjust rule. So we get an idea of the tone of this, that there's a sense of vindication, of personal vindication. In the earlier Psalms, David's saying, Saul is saying all this about me, but it's not true. So vindicate me, Lord. And that's what we'll see in Psalm 75. So in the age in which we live right now, it has never been easier to keep in touch with family and friends, be they across the street or across the world. If you're born after 2006, you quite literally don't know you're living. And you see, if you're born after 2015, my goodness, many of us here don't even understand how you communicate. I've heard of this thing called Snapchat. I've been told don't go anywhere near it, and I've been obedient and haven't. So I know that Snapchat, I know that WhatsApp, if you're older, and apparently if you're really old, Facebook Messenger is the ways of communicating. I'm so old, as many of you will know, text messages are my way to go. But it really hasn't been easier. In an instant, photographs can be sent from one part of the earth to the other. We can hear news quite literally in real time because of audio technology, video technology, and it's instant with barely any delay. But many of you will remember costly telephone calls that were made because in our day there was no such thing as inclusive minutes. You paid per minute that you were on the phone. And of course, the closer the phone call was, the cheaper it was. Letters took anywhere between 5 days to 2 weeks to be delivered to the furthest parts of the globe. And there was nothing instant about it. Communication 30 years ago required a lot of waiting to hear news or receive information. And if you were going to spend 20p, that's all it cost back in 1990, on a first-class stamp, then you made sure you took the time to write a full letter giving all the details that were needed. So again, if you were born after 2006, you really don't know you're living in what we had to do in the good old days. And in one sense, Psalm 75 is a psalm that is written carefully. Just like you're writing a letter with a 20p stamp, wanting to give as much as you can, this is not an instant message to God's people. This is something that they need to hear and they need time to ponder on. And we see that space given right in the heart of this psalm, and we'll come to it in a few moments. You see, God's wanting to express to them or giving them an opportunity to express their feelings about who he is and the situation in which they find themselves. For them, the people of God, their issue is that they have to wait on the Lord, and they don't know when he will respond, nor do they know when he will act. And they begin in verse 1 with grateful praise of his name, because that's where God's people must always begin, in reminding ourselves of who he is. Where they say, "We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks, for your name is near. Men tell of your wonderful deeds." As God's people sing this song, they identify themselves as the ones to whom God's name is near. They are the people on whose account God has performed his, as they describe it, wondrous deeds. Now, they're not specific here as they were in Psalm 74 about what God has done, but as we saw back then, that included the exodus from Egypt, crossing the Red Sea and the mighty enemies that they had to defeat to get to the promised land. But what they are doing here is thinking of him and his goodness towards them. And this may simply have been on how he provides for them on a day-to-day basis. Again, how he defeated his enemies, as we've just mentioned. Or their appreciation of his covenant love for them. How he's told them again and again, "You're my people, I will love you no matter what." And throughout the Psalms, the deeds of the Lord are described in different words. They're described as wondrous, as mighty, and as awesome. Those are powerful words, and they express gratitude for the great acts God has done to guide and guard his people so that they will flourish in true righteousness or true piety. And as in Psalm 74, we know that they know what these deeds are and how God has led them and defeated their enemies. And this is what they want to tell